Bernadette Faber teaches middle school in a small German city near Spangdahlem Air Base. Since 2007, she's devoted much of her spare time and energy to the case of Jens Söhring.
More than 6 years ago, in 2007, I saw one of the first German TV reports about the case. I was shocked about the terribly long incarceration of Jens in light of all these doubts of his guilt, and was horrified about a justice system which doesn't give him an opportunity for a retrial.
She and a friend, actress Anna Utzereth, come to Virginia yearly to meet with Söhring and his supporters. In Germany, they founded a group called Friends of Jens, organizing online. He now has 4,000 friends on Facebook, and about 3,000 people have written to President Obama, Chancellor Angela Merkel, and other officials who could arrange for Söhring to be sent back to Germany. A prominent intellectual, once imprisoned in East Germany, has joined the cause. Dr. Wolfgang Welsch questions a previous parole board claim that the community would be endangered if Jens were released.
Das ist aber, wie sagt man so schön in Amerika, Bullshit.
That's what Americans call bull, he says. Jens Söhring should have been extradited to Germany immediately. He would present no risk to the community. This week, when it denied Söhring parole, the board did not mention risk to the community, although it did suggest release of Elisabeth Haysom might be a danger to the public. The case has received tremendous media attention in Germany, has inspired a stage play, and next year German theaters will screen The Promise, a documentary on the subject.
I wanted my parents out of my life. I had this fantasy of them being dead.
Co-producer Karen Steinberger says there were many mistakes in Jens' original confession. It had Mr. Haysom's body in the dining room when, in fact, it was in the living room. And Söhring said Mrs. Haysom was wearing jeans when she wore a blue and paisley robe. WVTF and Radio IQ tried to verify that claim, digging through a chaotic collection of evidence at the Bedford County Courthouse, when we came across several cassette tapes, which likely contained Söhring's confession. The county clerk, Kathy Hogan, refused to let us hear them, arguing they might break. Former Deputy Attorney General Gail Marshall believes Bedford County is still protecting the prominent Haysom family, and jurors from neighboring Amherst County were doing so when they convicted a young German student of a crime he may not have committed.
The people in Bedford had a choice between deciding whether it was one of their own or whether it's a foreigner. Given the choice, you'd much rather find it was a stranger than your own child.
When the Söhring family asked Marshall to review the case and lead an appeal, she concluded Söhring was not guilty.
It's not the way most anybody not under the control of drugs or intense mental hatred would go about doing away with somebody.
On the other hand, she points out that Elizabeth was an admitted drug user who wrote letters attacking her parents and wishing them dead. Marshall's arguments persuaded Tom Elliott, a deacon in the Catholic Archdiocese of Washington, D.C.
The wounds and everything about that scene implies that it was with someone with rage. I've known Jens since 2005. I've never seen that kind of rage. I mean, he has an impeccable record in the system.
In our final report, we'll look at diplomatic efforts to get Söhring out of the Buckingham Correctional Center and tell you why politics in Virginia could lead to parole. I'm Sandy Houseman.